John Bolton's book tour involve a trip to the Senate? Rest assured, it seems Donald Trump will not be getting a signed copy. Former Washington insider Ed Blakely and myself, Sean Britton from 2SER, get together each week to discuss the latest in US news and politics. Track us down wherever you find good podcasts, as well as on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. New revelations, such as it were, this week from former National Security Advisor John Bolton, claiming in a new book, to our absolute shock and astonishment, Trump told him Ukraine military funding was tied to investigations into Joe and Hunter Biden. Ed, Bolton's book, The Room Where It Happened, are they going to be flying off the shelves with this fresh new info?
They'll be flying someplace, probably not off the shelves because the president's trying to enjoin the publication of the book. He'll get that delayed for a little bit. But the truth of the matter is everybody knew this. He just puts a face to the knowledge, and the Republicans decided we're not going to impeach this guy no matter what happens.
As you mentioned there, the White House through the National Security Council has claimed Bolton's book appears to contain significant amounts of classified information.
That means everything. There'll be a book with all black marks through it.
How scared is Trump of what Bolton might say before the Senate, if subpoenaed, or publicly through the like of the book?
Oh, I think he'll say a great deal. There's no doubt in my mind that John Bolton is a person who's scrupulous about anything he says, anything he writes. And so he would tell the truth, and not the truth as he sees it, the truth as it happened. So I think John Bolton is dangerous, and people, they may not like him, but he's a credible source.
What else is going on in the world of impeachments?
Well, the biggest problem is we don't know whether there'll be witnesses. And witnesses are really important here. Because without witnesses, I've never heard of a trial without witnesses. Even if you get a speeding ticket, the camera witnessed it. You don't know what really happened. And so it'd be a mistrial. And I think that's what we're going to have. We're going to have a real mistrial here where the president isn't really exonerated. They're just saying, we're not going to remove him. But no one's going to say he isn't guilty. And Dershowitz, of course, led to that conclusion, because anything the president does in the nation's interest, as long as it's not destroying the national capital, is not a removable offense. I think they stopped talking about impeachment because clearly he has been impeached. That's the indictment. And so the word impeachment is disappearing, and the question is removal. And the nation's pretty evenly divided on removal. There are people who want Donald Trump gone, but they don't want him removed this way because that will cause a stink. And there are other people who don't think he should be removed because it's just too close to the election. So we will see. The United States Congress as a whole has not looked very good in this episode. Certainly, the Democrats put on a good show. But their show was a show where they were trying to prove something that everybody knew, so it seemed a little bit hollow. The Republicans put up no defense at all. It was about, they had, 24 hours, and they put up about four, maybe six, basically saying the kinds of things that I just said. That no matter what the president did, it's okay. And the Republicans, for some reason, and I don't know the reason, want to let this man stay. What this could possibly do to the Republican Party in the future, whew, I don't know.
Peace in the Middle East. Donald Trump has finally delivered on his Middle East peace plan. And in my reading, it works out like Palestine will receive $50 billion worth of future investment if they give Israel everything Israel wants. Would that be fair to say?
The $50 billion isn't clear. Statehood isn't clear. And the $50 billion, it's kind of like the United States gives aid to other countries and says, you must hire a U.S. contractor. so all the dollars come back to the United States. Israel's not giving away anything. What they're doing, though, is cementing the Palestinians into a territory where they can't grow any food, they can't do anything, they can't make anything, they don't control any roads, they're totally controlled by a foreign power. This is a deal? Please.
Some have also said this is a blatant attempt by Trump to help Bibi, Benjamin Netanyahu, win the next Israeli election. Bibi, it's worth noting, this week withdrew his bid for immunity on corruption charges and will face the next election as a criminal case defendant. Ed, what's going on?
Gee, I don't know about that one. I honestly don't know, because it's so un-Trump-like. Trump, of course, would fight the charges and say, you can't charge me. But why he's removing his immunity? Because the possibility is he will actually end up in jail. The other possibility is people say, we can't let him go to jail, so let's vote him in, and then he can possibly give himself, clemency or pardon himself. I have no idea what's going on this one. It seems strange to me, though.
I was going to say, wasn't one of Trump's earliest questions in the White House whether a president can pardon himself?
Yes, it was. Maybe Bibi can pardon himself, or maybe Trump can pardon him. I mean, that would be another way of going.
Coronavirus? We didn't get around to this one last week, but cases have been
climbing. I should have my mask on, mate.
I've seen a lot more people than normal getting about the city in masks. You know, there are usually a few in my area, but certainly more.
Yes, and it's not just people of Asian extraction. A lot of people are wearing masks, and it's probably a good thing. Here we're about, school just started here in Australia. There are a lot of kids going to school, some of whom traveled to China for the New Year celebration, and they're being asked to stay home for 2 weeks. This virus is more frightening than the virus before because it is human-moved. The contagion travels from human to human rather than from animal to human. So it's not clear what's happening. You can commend the Chinese on one front. They've closed an entire city and closed other parts of the country. They're going at this very seriously. They're issuing health warnings everywhere. They're making people do everything from wash their hands to wear masks. They're trying to go after this every way they can. Now, clearly, they're not asking people's opinions. Mm. They're just doing it.
And U.S. budget deficit in 2020. Well,
deficit, please. There is no deficit. We just print more money. There's no deficit. I can remember the days. I'm old enough to remember when the United States had a balanced budget. Do you know when that was?
God, that would be a little while back now.
No, it was Bill Clinton. For the first time, the U.S., after the war, was moving toward a balanced budget. And since then, what has happened is all the American productivity has been given away in tax breaks. This has been a very foolish move because it's penalizing the future in order to eat some candy today. There won't be a tomorrow. All the job numbers and things like this were there at another time. It was called before the Great Depression. Everybody had a job, and then all of a sudden it was all gone because of very bad fiscal management. That day is coming again.
And across the pond, Brexit is finally happening this week. Tomorrow in the UK, Boris Johnson is getting Brexit done. After all the kerfuffle, what can we expect?
Well, I think let's put it this way. Brexit was going to be done anyway. Boris happens to be there when it is done. And he did get a majority of people to vote for him to get it done. But what they got is what they had before. There is not much new. Theresa May had a plan that was very similar to this one. Now, the back door is available. I think they won that concession so goods can pass through Ireland into Europe without tariffs for 2 years. there's been a lot of concessions on immigration and visas and all that kind of stuff. So if you have your EU passport or card, it's still good. The jobs front, the Europeans have conceded that basically. In one way, the traffic can come into Europe, but it's going to be harder to get into Great Britain for jobs. The big problem the England has is the thing it exports is education. And not being a member of the EU means students from Italy, France, Spain, and so on won't be coming to English universities because they won't have the grants to come. And in a couple of years, this is going to hit them very hard. The other thing is, what do the Europeans need from Great Britain? Not very much. Certainly not any agricultural products, not any high-tech products. And the trade between the U.S. and Great Britain has been very good, but it's been in finance and other things. It doesn't create a lot of jobs. So what you're getting out of this is a chance to stew in your own juices in Great Britain. I hope it works for them. I'd love to see be wrong here, but I can't see any good coming from this.
Mm. And the Iowa caucuses, polls telling us all sorts of things, really. Still a lot of contest to go between the front runners. How important will the numbers be to come out of Iowa?
I think for the very first time, Iowa won't be as significant because there have been so many things going on, including the impeachment, that the voters around the country won't pay as much attention to Iowa. It's been drowned out a lot. The Republicans want to make an awful lot of Iowa because they're hoping for a Sanders victory. What they're going to do is be pushing Sanders in Iowa, New Hampshire, and elsewhere because they don't want to face Biden. And it may be a good thing that there'll be no witnesses, because why Biden would have had to be one of the witnesses. Now Biden can go out and say, look, they were so afraid of me, they didn't call me in the trial as a witness, and now they're afraid of me and they're trying to get other candidates elected ahead of me. Biden isn't the strongest candidate I wish he would be. As a matter of fact, there's no Democratic candidate that I'm really in love with. I think Klobuchar is a good number two, but where's the number one? Barack Obama, where are you now that we need you?
Ed and I will be back next week with hopefully some impeachment results. Subscribe wherever you find the podcast and track us down on Facebook and Twitter if you're so inclined at US of Ed.